This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Oh, we're back. We're back, all right. Woo! That keeps me hanging around. Right to it. We just played a clip of Joe Biden celebrating the fact that Europe is mean to women when the West has been the place that venerates and puts women on a pedestal, which I'm all about. And I wanted to give you a flashback of him saying, let's celebrate the end of whites and whites being a minority. That's the opposite of Martin Luther King. That's pure racial division. Here it is.
There's a second thing in that black box. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Who is even making this racial? They don't want minorities to get into free market or Second Amendment. They want to just tell you that whites are bad, but you wanted to get into the country? Faith Goldie, we'll get more into your case in the video you're being attacked next segment by these people, but this is so damn slimy by the party of the KKK, the Democrats.
Let me add him, Alex. Let me tell you, Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Biden over there, is the poster boy for the sort of mental castration that has occurred to white men across the West right now, where they're expected to hate their own race, to celebrate the fact that they have become an absolute minority within their countries. And I'll remind folks at home that whites as a percentage of global population are already less than 10%. We are not some super majority. If you think about the snow leopard or, you know, the polar bear, we get together and try to save these animals from going extinct. Why are we celebrating the extinction of one of God's beautiful races, one of his diverse races? And why are we doing it at the governmental level? As far as creepy Joe Biden, self-hating, white-hating, racist Joe Biden, this is a guy who, in the previous remarks that you played, he said that the problem with the Anita Hill case was the fact that she had to talk to white judges. So white culture means white judges, means white people, means white presence. So what's the solution? That whenever we have a black plaintiff, we're supposed to have a black judge? That sounds like segregation. That sounds like race-based judicial processes. That is not America.
No, Joe Biden is the closest thing to Hitler I've heard in a while.
Yeah, no, he's a sick freak, and every white person should not say, oh, yes, we'll kiss the ring. Yes, I'm going to feel
bad.
Well,
even Bloomberg came out and said, I left the Democrats because they keep saying white men are inherently bad. Even Bloomberg says it's out of control. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, no, it is, and people are starting to wake up to it, and that's part of what I try to do in my work, is to let white men know. And all I think about, Alex, some of your audience might be too young to remember this, but do you remember Mr. Rogers? You know, It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood guy? He was always going around as like a PBS sort of program, telling kids that they were special, you know, and I think about where young white boys are now. I've got a lot of them in my family, my nephews, and like, they don't have Mr. Rogers. They have Mr. Frickin' Biden over there saying, you're not special, you're evil.
You're inherently evil. You're learning like you're evil because of what color you are.
Yeah. It's classic textbook racism, but for some reason we're not supposed to talk about it. Newsflash, the under 18s are already minority white, so we already are the minority. When are we allowed to play our minority card and say, hey, this is racism?
I'll tell you the good news. The young people I know are not racist. They get the media is playing everybody off against each other as attacking them for control. But that's why the Generation Z is so awake or so scared. Let's play the footage of you getting attacked, your crew getting attacked, and tell people the details. We come back with Faith Goldie on En Fuego. FaithGoldie.com at Twitter, Faith Goldie. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Please don't forget, your funding, buying a great product, makes it all possible. InfoWarsStore.com for shipping store-wide biggest sales ever. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, guys, we are going to get a little bit of leverage up over here and share some of our signs. And one more.
Oh. Sorry, you want that? You want a picture?
You get that set,
Yeah, my way,
sir. That's freedom of speech. No, it's not.
Take him. My glasses.
No. We have it all on camera.
Now, the full 5 minutes of this is up on InfoWars.com. It's at FaithGoldie.com. She's a journalist, reporter, awesome lady. Her and her husband do great work. And if you're a radio listener, you're kind of like, what was I just hearing for the last 2 minutes? She'll break it down for you. But the full article is at BigLeaguePolitics.com. Watch Faith Goldie violently attack for holding anti-racism sign and anti-racist protests. And it doesn't matter where you go now. I've only had them throw coffee on me and push me a few times. But usually they just say, F you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to get you. And they want you to try to get you in a fight. But the problem is you stand up and they go, oh, you're attacking me. And they're always filming. Remember, they're all failed theater majors. That's another thing is theater majors. That's just who they are. So they attack and then run. Faith, tell folks what happened to you and what you think this signifies. And now that Russiagate has come out to be a total hoax, their ratings are plunging, Smollett's a hoax, the whole Kavanaugh, you know, attack is a hoax, Trump not going to win the election is a hoax. As everything they do comes out as a hoax, as the average college education being worthless, that's a hoax. As people learn this is the fraud, this is the lie, what are they going to do?
Well, I think that the forecast is not exactly positive in the short term, especially with 2020 around the corner. If people think that the far left have calmed down since the sort of almost riot level, you know, Berkeley level of protests that we saw during 2016, I think they've got a whole different reality coming. To give you an example, the cops know that the left are the issue when it comes to violence. That's why at that left-wing rally where I attended and was assaulted for holding up a sign, my friend was assaulted, there were only three officers on the ground that day. Fast forward 2 days later, there was a right-wing rally by a group called Pegida. They're against the Islamization of the West, and there was the mounted unit. There were court services cars. There were dozens and dozens of officers because they knew that Antifa was planning to come out in droves and to drive this sort of violence. What do I think all of this means? Look, the left has been afforded all the space that they need and could ever dream of having. They have our schools. They have our media. They have the public space.
They have the universities. So they have everything.
Exactly. And we can't even have small little programs. We can't hold up a little piece of paper sign without them coming and colonizing our space, if you will. And I think what this is going to lead to is people, frankly, feeling isolated and feeling like they have to keep to themselves and that they, if they can't use their words, might lash out. But that's why
I was about to say, I'll be honest with you, because I'm going to say I'm the toughest guy around. I see this poor guy getting attacked by a couple dudes. I mean, I love how those guys are fighting. I'm not bragging. They're lucky I wasn't there because their brains would have been all over that concrete. And I'm not trying to act tough. First thing I do is jump. You punch me, I'm jumping on top of you with my knees, on your chest. Your head's going full power in the ground. That's the first move. I'm letting them know up front. I jump on top of you with my knees and drive your head to the ground. I mean, these people are lucky. They're not. I mean, I'm sure your guy's a great guy. They're just really lucky they haven't run into anybody that knows how to fight yet.
Well, I'll tell you what it is in part. I mean, they've run into some Proud Boys who have not minced words about how they felt, etc. But I'll tell you what it is. The truth of the matter is that there are basically two codes of law, at least, well, I'd say in America, too, after justice.
No, you're right. Conservatives aren't allowed to even defend themselves.
Right. They aren't allowed to defend themselves. I've had members of my team beaten to a pulp, and they just kept their hands inside their pockets because these are guys who, despite being trained, they cannot respond.
No, yeah, the Condi thing is even tougher.
Yeah.
And I've let them attack me too, slap me and attack me. You're right. That's really the real manly move is to let them assault you because then they can't say you assaulted them. But who can put up with that so long like this?
You can't. And so that's why I say what we have to do right now as patriots, as anti-globalists, as nationalists, is that we have to continue to grow our numbers and be able to move as a group. Do not go into a place of isolation. Do not force these people to silence you. Talk about your ideas. And also when you're out in the public space, especially if you're going to any sort of demos in the lead up to 2020, always have your camera phone rolling. Because if we did not have that footage. I saw as soon as the event happened, the mainstream media here in Toronto said Faith Goldie and her neo-Nazi friends were there trying to incite violence. And as soon as we had the clips and said, we weren't inciting anything. We were holding up a darn sign. All of a sudden, well, the newscasts changed very, very quickly. So in today's day of social media, just keep
I said buy body cams this weekend. We're buying. Yeah. When I go out there, I'm just turning a body cam on because you have to document this.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fantastic. Unfortunately, we're in a place right now where we have to defend ourselves. I'll tell you a really quick story. I think after last year, I think you had me on after I was attacked by a bunch of Antifa freaks down by a wide open border here in southern Quebec. And I had asked to press charges. I had basically done the police's job for them, gave them all the identities of these masked people, their MOs, everything. And I got a call from police this week, a year later, basically. They tell me that the chief prosecutor has decided of his own volition to drop the charges because it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So they won't even give me my day in court to seek justice for my property being damaged, for I've got pictures of bruises, etc. on my body. Nothing. So this is why I'm sorry to say that the system has really, really been co-opted, and that's
well, that's another area like Smollett getting off. All these videos where Antifa targets women, and then liberal prosecutors say you deserve it. Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'll do this, but how would a prosecutor like getting their ribs broken? I mean, don't they get, like, when you kill justice, people start taking justice in their own hands?
Well, that's 100% it, and that's why it almost feels like by design. You know, you said that they're dividing and conquering us, etc. But it's at a point right now where it's absolute clown world, where there are two systems of justice. There are two codes of justice, one for right-wingers, nationalists, patriots, you know, anti-globalists, call us whatever you want, and one for everybody else. And, you know, like I said, when words fail, when we cannot have a debate in the public space, that's when things get really ugly. And if that, then there is a crisis where things do go ugly. What happens? Well, martial law comes in. The state provides a solution. It's what we saw in New Zealand.
Well, that's the thing. The left can't even wipe their own rear end. And if they ever go in a real hot war, which I don't even dream of, it's going to be a joke. I mean, it's going to not go well for them.
Well, it depends where the authorities are, right? Like, we have militaries, we have police. It depends where they are. Right now, I'll tell you from my experience on the ground, the majority of police I meet are normal guys, and they see exactly what's going on.
But so their leadership is a bunch of trash.
Oh, yeah, and that's across the board. Isn't that always the case? The people who can be bought off are the ones who end up floating right up to the top so they can basically take hush money to make the decisions that suit the politicians.
Faith Goldie, join us again at faithgoldie.com. You are awesome. Sorry they attacked you and your camera, folks, but good job getting out there. Anytime you and your husband want to come down to Austin and get the studio, come on down. We'll buy those plane tickets.
Thanks, boss. I appreciate it. Bye, Alex.
All right. See you later. Mike Adams is coming up, but more of your calls before he joins us. You've been holding. I'm going to go to your calls straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air, and many others. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Alex. Great show today, as always.
Thank you.
And, just want to make a couple of comments about the Jussie Smollett thing. The way I see it is there's basically two flags in the world. There's the false flag and the flag of truth. And I would be pretty nervous if I was Jussie Smollett right now, because when you get people like David Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel coming out and condemning you, these people are globalists through and through. And if they're telling the truth, it's always to promote a bigger lie. And I think they might just burn him. He's become a pretty big liability.
No, I agree. I think they've tricked the prosecutor and others. I think they're protected, but then they're all going to burn them to protect Obama and themselves. Exactly. He thinks he's gotten away with it. His face of pure arrogance, it's the opposite.
Exactly. And I think they can actually further their agenda by seeing him, you know, have a burial at sea. I'm not calling for that. I don't wish anybody on the right to do anything like that. But, you know, at some point, the mafia does burn their own when the liability gets too great, and I'd be worried if I was him.
I totally agree with you, and the Chicago police have said no to the prosecutors. They've released the files. That's up on Infowars.com, a Jamie White article. That right there shows they're not going along with this. I mean, the fact that Smollett did this, executed it, is connected, had all these people trying to cover up for him. I think at a higher level, they figured out it's not going to work. So I wonder, how does the system extricate itself from this false flag they got caught in the middle of, Jeff?
Well, I think they're running out of options. Obviously, they wanted this thing to work from the very beginning and start a race war. I mean, that was plan A. But, I mean, BS always pivots to some more BS, right? So I think they were sloppy. I mean, it was not a well-thought-out plan. And it just
Oh, it's like Russiagate. It's like all of it. They just think they're born to rule, like Beto says. I'm born to run things, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, even if somebody had, like, was like 6'9", had a 200 IQ, and was perfect and, like, done all this great stuff, when they start saying, I'm running things, I deserve to, you're like, no, you don't. But this guy isn't. He's never done anything.
Yeah, at that level, you know, people are expendable, and I, you know, I say I don't wish harm on anybody. But
no, I agree. But how do you think they're going to flush Smollett?
Well, I think either he'll get a federal charge, or they'll frame it again. and they'll try and take him out and blame the right wing. It would all
exactly.
All go away for them and actually further their narrative, and everybody could just, you know, all the left could just wash their hands and move on to the narrative that they always wanted. I'd be very wary of that, and I think that's how it might happen. So I would be sleeping with one eye open if I was Jesse.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Johnny in the District of Columbia. Johnny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Islam and Marxism in the schools and everything in America.
It's definitely out in the open now.
Oh, man, I went to... So I was in the Army for a little while. I called in a while back, years ago, and talked about the EPA, snipers, National Guard getting dressed up in Baltimore City. I guess that was dress rehearsals for, like, 2015 or something, right? But
exactly.
Anyway, the caller is talking about the flags and everything. You know, at my school, they fly the Chinese flag and the Saudi Arabian flag, and so those people execute gays, and every other week the gays are going to the, you know, the free speech area where you can chalk everything and do whatever you want, basically. And, you know, they never condemn China or Saudi Arabia, but it's always like Christians are the enemy, I guess. Like, how is that even possible, you know?
You know, I'm glad, like, you mentioned that. I guess Grindr is the gay app. It turns out the Chinese government basically owns it and runs it and is, like, setting up people in the U.S. military and government agencies with it. And so the U.S. government has ordered it to shut down or for China to divest it. That's now happening. But, of course, intelligence agencies use sex as control. That's 101. So isn't it funny? I talk about Chi-Com infiltration. It's in the news that Grindr is run by the Chinese government. Isn't that incredible?
I believe it. I worked for a law firm, and some of the cases they would do is, like, they would bring all these gays in from all over the world. And that's one of the things to, like, get into the country, right? And all you got to do is have, like, a Grindr app. You know, I found some paperwork, and it was like, if you get a Grindr app and a couple of other ones, and you just have it for, like, 12 months or a year, and that's it. That's all you got to do. And you're in. Boom. You're gay. You're in the country. Bingo, bango. You get a lawyer that costs, like, $1,500 an hour. They just do it for free for you. They love you.
Well, that's it, because they don't want us having kids. And I'm not against somebody because of their sexual preference, but there is a giant agenda to sell this. And obviously the Chi-Coms know, okay, let's look at your identity, who you are. The Chinese government for years, I didn't even know that, because I looked it up today and I learned, what is there? There's Tinder for general and there's Grindr, and just instinct level, like putting pictures of your body, yourself, on some deal. Of course an intelligence agency runs it. The Chi-Coms know everybody in the country that's gay, that's hooking up with dudes, and then they use it for blackmail. And then it comes out, they recruit a lot of the gay prostitutes that are online with Grindr. They do it with Tinder, too. And then they set you up. And that's in the news today. I mean, and again, I didn't even know that. I mean, I knew it was like super infiltration. But
yeah, mass communications, like mass comm, it's big at the mass comm schools because they make you get on social media and they make you get the LinkedIn and the Facebook. And you do these like experiments where you go out and like you film something in public or whatever, and or you, you know, film an interaction with you and your friends, or you do like interviews and practice to be a quote.
And notice how China executes you if you're gay, but they run and own the gay app to blackmail everybody. And then Dianne Feinstein, all of them are Chinese agents.
Right. And I'm sure in Africa, they probably, and other countries, they probably just do whatever they want. At least we're in America where there's at least like some protection.
Oh, the Chinese just literally have. The Chinese communists have no bottom. They're like, yeah, we're splicing humans and animals for 50 years. Yeah, we kill Christians. We don't like them. And the left's like, kill gays. We love it. Oh, it's liberal. Oh, it's Tim Cook. And then they're just here infiltrating it all. They've got dossiers on everybody. The Chinese just laugh. Look at their men acting like women. We will conquer them well. The Chinese military literally calls their troops and they go, we catch you with mother man, you're dead. They go, bring him in. They literally, in barracks, hang a dude. They kick the thing out right in the barracks. They'll go, he was caught kissing a man. Boom! They hang him right there. They go, you touch man, you die! America will die! We are infiltrating them with this poison. You don't do it! They're like, yes, sir! The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to cover the waterfront with Mike Adams, the time we have left. He's hosting the fourth hour. We'll try to jam some more of your calls in. smart guy, naturalnews.com. He's come out with a big article saying, yeah, go after the universities discriminating against free speech. They're public universities. Cut the funding. That's federal law already. They're discriminatory. You don't get federal funds. That's a no-brainer. That'll get struck down by the Ninth Circuit, but it'll win the Supremes. It'll take 6 months. But what about the situation with the censorship of the tech giants, who now have the EU pushing them into total free speech destruction because they played along with this? You've got these senators coming out saying that I'm saying attacking this guy that committed suicide as a Sandy Hook dad. None of that's even true. Saying shut down free speech. They are desperate right now. And with the Russiagate imploding, and with the Kavanaugh imploding, and with the Smollett imploding, and with Trump not winning the election imploding, and all these other fake hate crimes imploding, I don't want to put a good face on this, but let's just say we were way behind before. We're neck and neck right now. Mike, do you agree with that statement? And what would you call this incredible period in history? Because you've got a lot of big breaking news here today that you're going to cover in your quiver there, but I mean, this is one hell of a time to be alive.
Well, it's a turning point, Alex. The Mueller bombshell collapse has really set up a new future for America, an opportunity, a window of opportunity. But
exactly, it's a side road. It's to get us out of this.
That's right. Now,
God always gives us an escape route.
If we do not take action now, and I mean Trump, and I mean the senators, and I mean all of us in the independent media, if we don't take action, we can still end up under an authority.
And by the way, we're not on a power trip. It's the opposite. They want us shut down. InfoWars, Natural News, all of it, Drudge Report, because we're not just saying this. Trump listens. Congress listens. Most senators or congressmen, I call to get on, they go, we're scared to come on, but I heard you yesterday. It was a great show. Keep it up. We are seen, which is true, as the vanguard. Well, so don't think for a minute, listeners, what you're saying doesn't matter. It completely matters.
Absolutely. And we, all of us, your callers, you and myself and all the others here,
this collective,
we have to assert our First Amendment rights or we lose them forever.
We have to assert our will.
Absolutely. If we just lay back and surrender to this tyranny, the techno-tyranny, what I call techno-fascism that's in place now, then we will be steamrolled.
So how do we assert? We will steamroll forever. This is the
forever.
So how do we assert our will?
Well, there are a couple of ways. Obviously, we know from a legislative standpoint, which is unlikely to happen soon, Section 230 of the CDA needs to be reworked radically. But because Congress, of course, seems to be spineless, and, of course, a Democrat majority in Congress, that is unlikely to happen anytime soon. So there is executive action that the president can take, and that's what I outlined in that story that you published at InfoWars.com. So President Trump can issue an executive order that denies all federal contracts, federal funding, and even rescinds existing federal contracts to any sufficiently large online platforms and tech companies that refuse to respect the First Amendment.
And that's existing federal law.
Exactly, it is. I mean, you could argue this is a Title IX issue here. You could argue that these companies are, in fact, discriminating against the civil rights of the American people, that they are depriving the American people the right to engage in public debate with elections, that what the tech companies are doing is a threat to our constitutional republic. Democracy is under threat. And that scientist came out, you covered this yesterday, I believe, that Google had already stolen some of the seats effectively or manipulated the results in California to hand more seats to the Democrats.
Yeah, every seat they tested, the Democrats stole, and they only tested three.
And look at the influence that these tech companies have. They are now more powerful than world governments. Google, you could argue, is more powerful than most nations in the world, even potentially the United States government. And these corporations will rule the world if governments don't hold them in check. And let me say this. People say it's wrong to have the government interfere in private corporations. You know, a lot of people say, well, you got to respect the free market. No, in this case, the government is right to stop corporations from violating individual liberties.
Since the corporations have gotten bigger than government, they're acting as government. Government's only there to protect rights.
Right, and we're not asking for Trump to run Twitter. We don't want Trump to seize and take over.
No, just say stop the organized censorship.
Exactly. It is the proper role of government to protect individual liberties, to protect First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, and so on. Fourth Amendment rights, which are, of course, routinely violated, you know, from the Bush
Amendment. And all the lying to Congress when all their show the power we have, that all of us have. We showed this week, for over a week and a half, you couldn't search Alex Jones or Michael Savage or Natural News. It would just give you the oldest results with hit pieces. We pointed it out. They changed it. So they're always seeing what they can get away with.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing. They will continue to censor conservative speech and Christian speech until there is pushback. Now, we are long past the point of any kind of negotiation with Google or Facebook or Twitter. We're long past that. They cannot be reasoned with.
Let me ask you this. What is your gut level? What is their end game? Because they were all born here in America, but they're like China will work with Google, but Google won't work with us. I mean, why is Google so committed to China?
Well, for the same reason that the drug companies are committed to disease, because that's their business model. Google needs more users to make more money. Google needs penetration into the Chinese market and into India, which has, you know, 800 million people. You know,
so it'll become China just to have the market.
Absolutely. And if Google,
instead of making China market, become more free.
Of course. Google
is no moral, just like, boom, there's a market, I'm going to dive right in.
These are evil techno-fascists. They care nothing about humanity. In fact, for many of these globalists, as you well know, they want to see the Earth largely depopulated. They think that humanity is a scourge on this planet. And so in order to achieve that end game result, they have to control all the conversations, control the debates, control the elections, give people the illusion of democracy while it's actually all manipulated from the top. And silencing you and me and others like us is a key crucial step. And the fact that we are just still here today broadcasting and talking is extraordinary. They can't believe we're still here. Believe me.
And we're not just saying that. People don't know the stops they pulled out and how the listeners have literally held us up. I mean, we're not just thanking you. Literally, it's symbiotic. They see us as a focal point of your voice. They're trying to silence you. And you're right, Mike. It enrages the establishment. They haven't shut us up.
The only thing that they want to do is have total domination over the planet, which means dominating your thoughts. And in order to dominate your thoughts, they have to manipulate you with false flags, with emotions, with false narratives, and they have to silence any truth or dissent or questioning.
And let's not lie about this. Everything we've been seeing is synthetic, but then they pick and choose, manipulate the general public. The public, more than ever, is doubting things. But because we can't totally prove things, we can't say it's staged. But my God, are they not pulling stops on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look at the injustice now, the two-tier justice system with the Jussie Smollett situation in Chicago. I got to tell you, this is going to backfire on them in such a huge way because it is awakening the American people to the overt injustice. It's in your face. This used to happen behind closed doors in smoky rooms. Now it's right out in public. We're not going to hold them accountable.
He's caught red-handed in every step of the way in the most open and shut case ever, and he goes free.
Yeah. And meanwhile, an innocent man, President Trump, is accused of treason with the enemy of America, an
accusation
with no proof, no evidence, and that could have earned him the death penalty if he were found guilty of that. So realize, these globalist controllers, they don't care who they kill, they don't care who they frame, and they don't care about going in your face and saying these guilty people are actually innocent, we're going to whitewash these crimes, cover them up, and we're going to destroy the rule of law in this country. That's it. We have descended into despotism now in liberal cities for sure, and in much of the deep state Washington D.C. complex. You know what Obama was running and is still running is despotism. It is absolute tyranny.
No, it's true. And then Colbert isn't a comic anymore. He has a whiteboard saying Trump doesn't like Muslims. No, he's banning Muslims from countries that don't even have passports, like Somalia, who bring in terrorists until they create a new passport system. Again, they just distort everything Trump does.
Well, of course they do. It's about controlling thoughts and minds, because ultimately the only way to destroy humanity is to convince people that they are saving the planet as they go along with.
So let me ask you this question, and you're going to take over. What are they going to do as they keep losing?
They're going to become more desperate. It's going to get more radical. A lot more is coming.
That's right.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published a recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county.
Well, I am coming to you live when the sun is high in the Texas sky. Right underneath that baby. Mike Adams riding the shotgun, takes over the fourth hour. Try to get him a few of your calls in the segment of the next. Look at these headlines. Survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars, Dem Senator says. So getting rid of free speech saves the democracy. The censors take aim at Alex Jones, constitutional lawyer, wrote that article. And I've got a bunch of other ones. Connecticut senator condemns Alex Jones, Facebook and Google after shooting victim suicides. So they're blaming me for two Parkland students who committed suicide, and now one of the fathers suing me. I never even said the guy's name till he died Monday, Mike. And U.S. senators are going on TV saying, shut Jones down for democracy. And then he lies and says, I'm saying nobody died, and I made the guy kill himself. What incredible defamation. He gets his speech, but I don't.
This is the whole point, is to prevent you from being able to defend yourself. If you don't have a voice, if you don't have a platform, and thank God you've got InfoWars and you've got the independent media and so many millions of listeners, but by taking you off all these platforms, they take away from you your right to engage in self-defense against these false accusations.
I agree with that, but why do you think why are they so obsessed? Well, when he talks, we're going to play the clip in a moment. He is shaking with hate.
It's a leverage point where they think they can set the precedent to take you down and then silence everybody with whom they disagree. You got to understand, this isn't about that event. This isn't about Sandy Hook or this isn't about Parkland.
They're just using it to kill the First Amendment.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Who would ever thought Sandy Hook, after the tragic event happened, they used it against the Second Amendment? That's not denied. But it wasn't successful. But it is successful against the First.
Well, and there are residual successes by the gun controllers in places like Connecticut, which has clamped down on, Second Amendment.
Well, they bankrupted Remington.
Yes.
Our oldest gun manufacturer. Same law firm suing me.
Well.
And they say their goal is shut us down.
This is the thing. They are authoritarians. They admit that their tactics, the tactics they admit to are authoritarian tactics. We're talking about living under speech fascism here. You know, and we're living under medical fascism, you know, political fascism, many different forms. And, you know, we talked about the medical martial law thing happening in New York right now. I want to cover that in the fourth hour. But we're also living under speech fascism. You saw that university that put out that 40-page document of correct speech. Did you actually look at that? It was unintelligible gobbledygook. You could not make it.
It's a sabotage of civilization.
It is. It's trying to spin your neurology into the abyss where you can't even think straight because words don't even mean anything anymore to the left, but they insist that you follow their thinking, which is deranged.
So what is the assault on language about?
Well, it's the assault on thinking. It's the assault on reason. Rationality is the enemy of communism, of fascism, right? So this goes back to 1984.
Yeah, free market, free society. Communists can't win against that.
No, and the left cannot win playing by the rules. This is why they have to cheat in every election. This is why they have to allow illegals to vote. This is why they have to cover up the crimes of people like Jesse Smollett. This is why they have to falsely...
I made that point earlier, like MSNBC's race baiting. The average MSNBC viewer knows it's a fraud. They're now trying to do it on the ground against regular people. It's like they have fully converted maybe a third of the population to evil.
Socialism and authoritarianism can only succeed if rationality is eviscerated and you have then a peer pressure group of enforcers, obedient enforcers, to demand that everybody else go along with whatever the current insanity is for the day, the flavor of today's insanity.
I was going to say, every week it's some new hysteria.
That's the point, is that you can never stabilize. You can never say, what are the rules?
Because the controllers want to be able to change the terms any time for control.
Well, this is right. Remember, my video platform, Brighton, as you know, was threatened by Australia and New Zealand. And we asked, give us the rules. What are the rules?
They said it's all objective.
Right. They said, there are no rules. We make it up at any time.
Objective.
We say whatever we want. But you can be deplatformed for anything that we, the authoritarians, don't like. But they will never tell you the rules, right? And it's the same thing with you.
Well, it's like...
They never tell you what's okay, what's not okay.
Well, it's like that is, or they, whenever they ban it, it's always from some made up thing. It's right. Like that, I forget his name, Avi something, is a popular Jewish Australian. He's like mainline conservative. They edited a video of him for Comedy Central. It was a lie. He taped it and showed that it was a lie, that he wasn't a racist. They banned his Facebook. It's like, it just never ends.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Avi did great work. I wasn't aware that his Facebook was banned. But look, Trump can take action. and he must, or we lose the
ability. Well, that's the next thing.
Dialogue.
What does Trump need to do? He's starting to move in that direction, but we're winning on so many fronts. Their hoaxes are falling apart, but they stole 2018. If we don't expose this, this is the whole ball of wax. Censorship is everything.
Well, it's time to get aggressive, in my view. Now, I think that Trump can threaten to seize the domain names of these tech giants, and I am advocating that he do that. Because if they will not respect the First Amendment, why should they be allowed to conduct business online in the United States? Seize the domain names temporarily. I'm to bring them to the negotiating table and say, you'll get your domain names back, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Well, they're already in bed with China. All they recognize is strength. I mean, we've got them in racketeering. We've got them in espionage. DARPA built the damn things.
Well, right. But if you cut off all their government funding and you threaten to seize their domain names, which the U.S. State Department can do, by the way, it's already, they do it in intellectual property.
They do it all the time.
All the time, right. And you do this not
if you print a gun, they don't like, they seize it.
Right.
But they shouldn't. But if you're in bed with the Shycoms, giving everyone your user data, it's a national security, just like Grindr just got seized by the feds because the Shycoms are watching all the gay troops and blackmailing them. Exactly. Trump should seize Google, seize Facebook, seize Twitter.
Well, and I'm saying just the domain names, obviously not the companies. We don't want the government to run these corporations.
No, I totally agree, but we should commandeer the
domain names. Right. Just to force them to sign a...
And then redirect it to the Bill of Rights for a while.
Exactly. To say to Google, if you respect the First Amendment rights in America, then you can operate. You can get your domain name back. This is what needs to happen. And people might say, well, that sounds like overreach. That sounds very aggressive.
We're already under big Google fascism that merged with China.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you do once you're in a censorship war with authoritarians? Then all the restraints are taken off.
They are at war with America. They have tried
Once
to
overthrow
the republic.
Once we win this war, we would never restrict communists promoting their BS. But they're not going to do it with a bunch of college kids who haven't been warned. We're going to have our speech there as well.
All we're asking for is a level playing field. All we're asking for is to be able to compete in the free market.
And America's proven that's what we're about. And we're not going to have our strength as a weakness anymore.
You know, I've been banned by Twitter ever since I commented on your interview or your covering Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey. Twitter banned me that day, and I've been banned ever since. Without strikes, without justification, just another example of this. This is why it's clear to me that the tech giants will not stop unless they are forced to stop by our government, asserting government protection of individual liberties. That's why the seizure of their intellectual property needs to happen. This is how you fight them. You don't play patty cakes with Google and authoritarians like Jack.
Well, it's definitely trading with the enemy with Google and Apple. They've moved to China. They're tax exempt. They're giving them the technology. It's not like we want authoritarianism. No, they've married the worst authoritarians. It's the default. When you do that, you get grabbed. And if we don't do that, we'll be dominated by China.
Well, provably, these tech companies are complicit in the attempt to overthrow our republic with the deep state. What happened with the Russia collusion hoax, and they're also election meddling, which is what Robert Mueller charged Russian companies of doing. He charged Russian companies with multiple felony crimes for doing a tiny sliver of what
when you
Google
come
does
back
every day in America.
And I'm sorry to call. Everybody gets a free T-shirt if you want to call me back tomorrow. Please don't forget store-wide free shipping, 50-60% off all the items. Biggest sale yet. A lot of these sales are out to end because a bunch of the products are about to sell out, like the fish oil and Turbo Force and Brain Force. But InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. We have 20 phone lines, so I apologize that I got to most of you, but didn't get to Jim and Victor and Darren and Aaron and Chris. But if you call back tomorrow, you'll go to the headline. Or maybe Mike, if he has time, will take the calls. I'm putting you on the spot, Mike. You've got a big flotilla and a big raft.
Hey, I'm happy to take calls. I'm sorry I stepped on call time.
You did not do that. Huh. You were already supposed to be here.
Okay.
A lot of calls. Right. You do whatever you want. You're taking over here in just a few minutes. But let's make no mistake. We're not up here puffing our importance. We're just folks ready to resist these people. And, of course, it's paying off. Folks want freedom. But this, we're in the center of a war now for a pro-human future and anti-human future. And Mike Adams takes over in a moment. Then the War Room, Owen Schroyer. But whatever you do, however you're listening, on satellite, on TV, on radio, at InfoWars.com/show, tell other people about it. That's what breaks the back of big tech, is your human intelligence, your human action, your will, your word of mouth is unstoppable, and we salute you. Mike Adams, coming up.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Globe.